awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
It's like an explosion of your morning.
Hey.
It's like making you get ready for it.
Hey, so bored already.
It's like the rock and roll is telling you to get out of bed because it's time to start your day.
I'm so, so bored already.
Unless you're driving home because you pulled an all-nighter at work, in which case...
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Welcome to the Soothing Sounds.
Hope you have sleep. I'm so bored already.
You'll have to forgive my co-host. He's bored.
I'm so bored because I saw Guardians of the Galaxy last night and it was the most exciting thing and now all of life is boring.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Comics Corner.
Comics Corner. Non-spoilery review of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Very non-spoilery. Spoilery?
Spoilery.
Spoilery.
No spoilt.
No spoilt. Very non-spoilery. It's going to be awesome to talk about.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we got a big show for you today. We're pretty stoked, as we said. Comics Corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll do that. Believing we got a best of Shock Therapy Live in the 9 o'clock hour.
We do.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a best of rest of the show.
Yeah! From this point on.
From now on.
We're just going to take a nap. We may or may not have stayed out way past our bedtime seeing the screener of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
For you. We do it for you so that we can have reviews and let you know whether or not it's cool for your little ones to see, or if you should even waste your money on it.
Yes.
And we'll tell you all about it at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. 8 o'clock.
This weather is crazy.
This weather outside. Hey.
Yeah.
What about that weather outside?
Last night, if you missed the rave that God threw in the sky...
Electrical.
It was nuts, dude.
It was.
I rarely get like nervous over the weather.
Were you nervous?
I was kind of nervous.
Nah.
It felt very tornado-y.
Nah.
Chrissy was nervous.
It was cool. The lightning was cool.
Clayton, New Mexico, and tornadoes and scariness. It's supposed to be much the same today, actually.
Hooray!
At least according to my app.
Thunderstorms. You've got an app.
Yeah. Thunderstorms throughout the rest of the week, actually.
Yeah.
Still a high, beautiful. Still a high of 93 today, but
that
isolated.
Mid lightning strike.
Gosh.
Guys, I've got something to admit. I was steering and I propped my phone up to where I could still see her and take pictures because of the lightning. I was trying to get that super awesome Weather Channel shot. I got a couple.
Dang, dude.
They're not good.
They're good.
But in case you're a law enforcement officer, my name is Doug Case, and I drive a Corolla, and I break the law all the time.
Adam Corolla.
That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, last night I didn't get any photos. You guys all got these? Wow, dude.
Who took that? That's like from the weather camera or something. That's a news guy. Did you retweet that? I saw that last night.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I have no photos to prove that I was part of the thunderstorm.
That was an incredibly cool thunderstorm. But it kind of rained. That's how it goes out here. The lightning is incredible,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little bit of thunder, and it barely rains. But it's very windy.
It rained hard last night. What are you talking about? Like 11 o'clock midnight, it was pouring.
Asleep.
Oh.
And by pouring, he means it's kind of raining, but the wind's just really...
Could be. Could be. I don't know. I brought my swim trunks because...
Swimming.
It looks like we could go swimming in the skate park today.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at it, man. It's so flooded. Speaking of flooded...
Flood.
Coming up later today...
Nice little...
Huh?
Nice little joke segue.
If you're on the... if you're on the webcam, you can see this. We got copies, courtesy of Paramount.
We did.
The Blu-ray... /DVD /digital edition.
That's a Blu-ray
of Noah.
Dang, dude.
Noah.
This is a story all about how this guy built a boat for all kinds of cows, and he had to float down around the earth because it rained for 40 days, and that's what it's worth. Noah.
Academy Award winner Russell Crowe starring in this adventure.
Adventure.
Noah. Blu-ray combo pack. Yeah, we got a Blu-ray combo pack from Paramount Home Media Distribution. So we'll be giving away copies of that coming up later on the show.
We will. Maybe you're out there and you're like, I can't believe they're giving out copies of Noah. I cannot believe they're doing this. You should call in and win them so you can burn it. Call in and win.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I know that it was, very divided on this film, whether or not people loved it, cared about it, didn't care about it, didn't want to see it. So if you were one of those people that were fans, we got copies for you. If you weren't, you don't have to listen.
You ain't got to be here, man. Yeah. You ain't got to do nothing.
That's how we do.
All you got to do is just call in and win, and then you can burn it at stake.
Big show. We're excited. Comics Corner. Noah on Blu-ray to give away. It's all coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The time has come.
And has arrived.
I hope you guys are ready. Today's number of the day is 1,000.
The number of times I plan on seeing Guardians of the Galaxy this year.
Probably. Do you know who Scott Campbell is, tattoo artist?
Yeah. Wait, tattoo artist, no.
He's a tattoo artist. 1,000 is the cost in dollars to hire Scott Campbell for 1 hour.
Whoa!
Tattoo artistry.
Gosh!
I'm going to have to look that cat up.
That is ridiculous. I was thinking J. Scott Campbell
draws comic books.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
And we love him. Oh, my goodness. We have so many emails. I think the storm last night knocked the internet out at my house.
Nice.
Because when I woke up, I didn't have any, like, emails or anything. And then when I started driving...
You got tons.
It was like... Brrr. Whoa! Hey, what's that mean? What's going on now? A new study finds that you can cut your risk of cardiovascular disease by running even a few minutes a day.
I'm telling you, see, we need to start running.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Don't you hate it when I'm down for stuff that you don't want to do?
But I know I need to.
Yeah, running is good. And it's easy. You just go outside and run.
I need running shoes.
You can focus on all your problems and then just run from them. It's a great way to start running.
I gotta wait till I get paid so I can buy running shoes.
Yeah. The latest report says that at least one, out of every three Americans has been reported to a collection agency for overdue payments. Often needless, often pointless. But it happens.
Yeah.
The online dating firm OkCupid, like we talked about, has admitted that for years it has experimented with manipulating people's profiles and matches. For example, they would tell people that they were a 90% match when they were actually only a 30% match.
Man.
Bunch of lie. Oh, you a lie.
I don't know why they would fess up to that as if anybody wants to use that service now. It's like, well, I can't trust that service.
I can't trust this service. Oh, man.
I can't trust this online dating service. I'm going to go find another
one. That person looks beautiful. Approve.
Gosh.
The team of astronomers at Harvard says that we should try a new approach to looking for signs of alien life. Look for indications of industrial air pollution.
Ooh.
That's what we do on this Earth. What we need to do is get kidnapped by Yondu.
Oh, man.
Go see Guardians.
One of the original Guardians.
9 months after the federal government shut down for 2 weeks, there's been a baby boom at DC area hospitals.
What?
Oh, you know what they were doing. Baby boom.
What?
9 months after they shut down the government and all those government workers weren't going to work in D.C., there's been a baby boom at the hospital.
They went bowling.
A lot of people emailed the stork
because
they were bored. And they said, hey, now would be a good time to email that stork. So they did.
Nice.
And I guess the stork replied. That's incredible.
Dude, reply all.
If you're a kid in the car right now, ask your parents about the stork.
Okay.
The New York Post is reporting that Beyonce is looking for her own apartment.
What?
What could it mean? What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? That's what Jay-Z singing right
yeah.
now. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of tune. Oh, baby. Beyonce! Poor Jay-Z. 99 problems. Beyonce's getting a new apartment.
Yeah. Now he's got 100.
101 problems. Being Beyonce 1 and the apartment the 101th Dalmatian.
Got you.
That's right. Florida officials are warning that the beaches that are registering high levels of flesh-eating bacteria. They're out there. They're in Florida. Florida has flesh-eating bacteria beaches. Go there for spring break, bunch of jerks. The CDC reports that years of data shows that contaminated vegetables make more people sick than tainted meat.
Huh.
Enough said.
Take that, veggies.
Enough said. You don't have to eat vegetables because they're going to kill you too.
Woo!
Temple University announced that it's no longer interested in SAT scores for admission.
Oh.
They don't care. Who cares about the SAT? I never took the SAT.
I was going to say, I took the ACT.
That's what I took.
Yeah.
But some states, I believe Tennessee, you have to take the SAT and not the ACT. Weird.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Oh. The U.S. Postal Service estimates the most of its current fleet of vehicles are going to reach the end of their life cycle by 2017. Of the Postal Service, 190,000 vehicles. 142,000 of them will reach the end of their life expectancy during or before 2017. 3 years from now. The oldest members of the fleet are 27 years old, lacking safety features that are now standard or required, such as seat belts. Made that up. According to a USPS post, U.S. Post Office, of the Inspector General report, designing and replacing vehicles to replace the current familiar postal vans could take up to a decade and cost $5
billion. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
What does that mean for me?
I'm buying an old postal service truck.
Yep. So you can drive it for a couple more years.
Yeah. Like, I got a postal service truck. It only has 437,000 miles on it, guys. Yeah. I got a really good deal.
You can go. This thing costs $6.
It doesn't even have a passenger door. It's great.
You don't have to buckle up.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You just drive around. There's no AC. No regrets.
I talk in a British accent when I drive it because I drive on the right side of the road.
Yep. That sounds cool. I think you're wrong. It's an old belief that every generation is more rebellious than the one that came before it. Ask any member of Generation X, and they'll probably tell you that kids today are sending the society into the toilet.
D-Generation X.
Boom. The reality is that compared with the previous generation, a relatively large proportion of young people are unemployed, saddled with loan debt, and still living with their parents.
Surprise!
Millennials, it might seem, despite being better educated than their forebears, are failing at life. But not so fast. According to a look at some new data, culled from sources ranging from the Economic Policy Institute to the U.S. Department of Justice to the Centers for Disease Control, so we're covering the gamut of research here. Young adults in the U.S. are actually far more straight-laced than they were 20 years ago. When it comes to general shenanigans, including alcohol and drug use, teen pregnancy, violent crimes, and more, rates have declined across the board over the past 20 years, except when it comes to smoking weed, which has risen 38%.
Gosh.
So, that the thing we were talking about where nowadays people are actually more moral?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
They're more moral, except when it comes to weed.
Right.
But now they're like, well, it doesn't matter. It's legal. It's legal in Colorado.
Man, we got to talk about this tomorrow.
Drunk Uncle.
Theology Thursday.
Yes,
asceticism.
Here's a difference. This is definitely different from 20 or 30 years ago. Nicole Gainey was arrested and charged with child neglect because she let her 7-year-old walk to the park alone.
Okay. Yesterday, in my neighborhood,
yes,
We were leaving for the movie, Chrissy and I.
Yes.
And almost got hit by this Beamer.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, slow down there. Hey, wait a second. And there was like an 8-year-old driving.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not being funny.
Did you call the police?
I did not call the police. The dad was in the passenger seat, and he was like, it was on our street. You could tell he was like, I don't know, trying to teach him to drive. This kid looked like he was Luke's age. He looked like he was 8 years old.
You got to learn sometime, like, son. Get in the car.
You could barely see him, and it was like stopping and going, and then like he was trying to turn, and he almost hit the curb, and he had to like kind of reverse it a little bit, but it was like, dude, dangerous.
Go to a giant parking lot.
Yeah, that's how I learned, at like a Smith's parking lot.
Or a field.
Big old grocery store parking lot. My mom was like, all right, you're going to learn how to drive now. Sadly, I was a pro at it because I had been stealing her car for months.
Okay. Wow, you're really getting this. Thanks, Mom.
She was super, super duper impressed. And it wasn't until a few years later that I was like, Mom, I got to tell you something.
You didn't teach me how to drive. The devil did.
Anyway, this Florida mom believes her son is old enough to walk down the street unsupervised. However, officials with the Port St. Lucia Police Department disagree. On Saturday afternoon, Dominic Ganey asked his mother for permission to walk to the park. She agreed, as her son is mature for his age and carries a cell phone in case of emergencies. Nicole said she did not think she was doing anything wrong. She was simply letting him go play with his friends. On his way to the park, Dominic was stopped and questioned by an unidentified group of people. As he is not supposed to talk to strangers, Dominic said he got scared and ran off to the park. Shortly after he arrived, he was approached by several police officers. When questioned by police, Dominic admitted he had walked to the park alone. The officers took the boy home and proceeded to interrogate his mother. Nicole Ganey was later arrested and charged with felony child neglect.
Dang.
She was eventually released on $4,000 bond. In the report, the officers noted that Dominic was not safe as numerous sex offenders reside in the vicinity. She plans to fight the criminal charge.
We have got to make this a question.
Yeah. She gave him permission to walk to the park by himself. And that's
Seven?
Child neglect. Dude, my poor parents would have gotten thrown in jail.
As we talk about it being different than 20, 30 years ago, gosh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I want to support this new policy from the country of Turkey.
Okay.
Ladies, if you like to laugh, stay away from Turkey. The country's deputy prime minister says women should not laugh out loud in public.
Whoa.
And I completely agree because it is annoying. Oh my gosh. When I hear some girl laughing, I just want to cry and I want to punch everything.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's so annoying. He was referring to a part of the Quran which says, "She will not laugh in public. She will not be inviting in her attitudes and will protect her chasteness."
Wow.
Old school.
Yeah.
Sounds like me and the Islamic State can get along.
No, dude.
It sounds like we believe some of the same things.
Oh, gosh.
A revamped version of the blue and white icon that's long symbolized accessibility everywhere from parking lots to restrooms will soon be more commonplace in more communities. Under a bill signed late last week, New York will become the first state to require all new and replacement signage used to signify accessibility for people with disabilities to include a more active in-motion image of a person using a wheelchair rather than the guy just sitting in the wheelchair that we're all used to. The state will also change the terminology on such signs using the word accessible instead of handicapped. Well, what do you think?
Meh.
Another thing that's leaving, going the way of the dodo, is the 40-hour work week. It's a distant memory. A new survey found 88% of us work more than 40 hours a week. 7 out of 10 take work home at least once a week. Over half of us would spend more time with family or exercise if we could reclaim an extra 60
See,
minutes
exactly,
a day.
Exactly. I can't run.
Then again, Americans spend 5 hours a day watching TV.
I don't watch TV.
Would we really spend extra time exercising, or would we go home and sit there
and play video games? 6 hours playing video games.
Or TV.
I don't play video games.
Or movies. Or just sleeping. Or just reading, or just sitting there.
I want to see how long it takes me to play this new video game I bought yesterday.
Hey, Clash of Clans counts as a video game.
Oh, okay. Then I do play video games.
It definitely does.
I think the difference is those things I can pick up and play for like 18 seconds and go, okay, I checked everything. Now I got to go do stuff. It's not like back in the day. Back in the day, it was a Thursday.
Back in the day.
Played video games.
Back in the day. Just a little public service announcement. And then a couple more, and then we'll go to traffic. This should scare the pants off of you. A 13-year-old Texas girl's cell phone melted after it slipped under her pillow while she slept. Ariel Toltree claims the phone overheated, which caused the battery to swell and start a fire. She said the smell of the burning phone woke her up, but she didn't think much of it, so she went back to sleep. She woke up again when it was more prominent. Samsung claims that their products are safe, but said the battery inside of her phone was a replacement and not an original Samsung part. They also added that rechargeable batteries will do this if there's no airflow to keep them cool. Bottom line, don't sleep with your phone.
Crap.
Remember that, everyone.
I sleep with my phone every night.
Don't just sleep with it beside the bed.
I can't. Wait, but still in the bed?
No, just beside the bed.
No, I can't.
On the nightstand.
But it's an app that monitors my sleep regularity-ness.
You need to find a different way to plug it in. A 54-year-old Oklahoma woman is facing felony drug charges after police said she called and said she thought her methamphetamine was laced with something.
Okay.
When an officer showed up at her home to check out her meth, he also arrested her because meth is illegal, you idiot. A man was arrested in Colorado for driving his riding lawnmower, the wrong way down a busy street while drunk. Yep.
Gosh.
And finally, a Canadian woman who upset passengers by plucking a dead goose on a crowded train said she is amazed by all the attention she got. Christina David says she can't believe a video of her preparing her dinner has attracted so much attention. David is from a village in the Arctic Northern Quebec. The grainy video shows her bent over a plastic bag on the floor while other passengers stare, hold their noses, or move away. She says she was simply excited about cooking a goose her aunt had brought her from the north.
Okay.
Sounds normal, just plucking the goose out there on the subway or whatever that was.
What's funny is that totally would have been normal like 100 years ago.
Yeah. You know, when there weren't trains. Back in those days. Maybe a couple hundred years ago. Oh, yeah. You preparing your dinner, Bobby? That looks great, man. No, you missed one. Nowadays, it's like, I think
that goose is dead.
We should go to a different car. I think she's gonna eat it. She's gonna eat that dead bird. She's plucking it. She's plucking that dead bird. That would be like skinning a deer. Like on the train. I shot. Hey man, look what I got. It's 14 point. Shot it. I'm about to skin it right now. I'm gonna get them antlers ready.
It was in a bag, poor thing.
Yeah, a plastic bag.
So?
I know.
I don't know. I guess
I'm not. Let's prepare our food on the train.
I would be weirded out if I were on the train, but to me it doesn't seem that abnormal. Am I weird?
You're right. It is Quebec.
Crap.
Yeah, Steve-O.
Weird.
Would you catch a fish and clean it on the train?
No, but from a tiny village where, I mean, who knows? It's a different culture there. It's Canada.
What the heck was she doing on a train? Is what I want to know.
Oh,
let's take a look at traffic.
All right, fine.
What's going on with traffic? Right now, traffic right now, baby. Uh-oh. Water main break. Eagle Ranch between Irving Boulevard and Paradise.
Oh, wow.
That's close to my house.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, I live in Moriarty. Weird that I said that. I'm from the land of TJ.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Water main break, Eagle Ranch between Irving Boulevard and Paradise. Also, construction I-25 in Paseo. And as we all know, it is starting to look fancy. And that's great.
You're so fancy.
So fancy. We need to get to birthdays with Doug! Because I took too long. Sorry, Doug.
It's all right.
I had to read about that goose lady.
Yeah, dude.
It's okay. We only have like 12 birthdays today.
Oh, good.
We have birthdays on birthdays on birthdays.
That's cool.
You are.
Today is July 30th, 2014, day 211 of the year. There are 154 days remaining. First up this morning, Major League Baseball Commissioner
Bud Selig.
Yes.
73.
75.
He is 80 years old today.
Whoa!
I believe it.
And he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah. Yeah. Check him out.
Next up, American actress and model. She's best known for playing Joy Turner on the NBC sitcom My Name is Earl.
Oh, she's in Joe Dirt.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She was in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah. She was one of the girlfriends.
Yes.
I Love You, Man.
What is her name?
Oh, my gosh. Jamie Presley.
Jamie Presley. That is, like, it sounds Southern.
Don't you judge me, Earl. I loved that show.
It's got a hemi in it.
Loved that show.
I thought you said this thing had a hemi.
Dawn can do an incredible Jamie Presley impersonation.
Really?
Yes. She sounds just like her.
I was a huge fan of My Name is Earl. Jamie Presley and Jason Lee were hilarious in that. Jamie Presley's 36.
She is 37.
She is 37 years old.
Nice.
I already got one. What else is going to happen?
Great. Now I have to get this one.
Next up,
Zeus.
An American actor, playwright, director, and producer. He's best known for his role.
Kenneth Branagh.
As Morpheus.
Dang it. It's Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes.
Wait, Samuel L. Jackson, right? He's in that credit card commercial.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What, man? What?
No, you didn't.
Furious Styles in Boys in the Hood.
Ah, yes. He was the dad in Boys in the Hood. He was also in Apocalypse Now. Dude, he's been in
Man
a lot
O' Steel.
Of great
things. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
He was.
Gosh, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne, what were you doing in Pee-wee?
Man, I'm going to say he's 60.
57.
53 years old.
Oh, man, my bad. My bad, Lawrence Fishburne.
How could you do this to me?
I don't know. I thought, you know, Apocalypse Now.
All right, for the next couple birthdays, they just get generic birthday music.
Oh.
Next up, an American actress and television producer. She's best known for her roles in the films Independence Day, Set It Off, Soul Food, Why Do Fools Fall in Love,
Jada Pinkett Smith,
Kill Bill, and Juana Man. Fox.
Vivica Fox, that's who it is. It was Will Smith's wife in Independence Day.
45.
Vivica Fox. 44.
Today, Vivica Fox is 50 years old.
Whoa.
Next up, an American actor and former American football player. He's perhaps best known for his roles on playing Julius on the UPN CW sitcom Everybody Hates Chris, for his roles in Old Spice commercials.
Oh, and he's on
Terry
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Arrested Development, Friday After Next, White Chicks, Bridesmaids, The Expendables.
We still need to see The Expendables movies.
Yep.
I have not seen a single one of those movies. That's like when we were little kids, that was our dream.
Wouldn't
it be amazing if Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis were in a movie together? It would be so awesome.
And then I said, wouldn't it be amazing if dinosaurs really could be cloned?
It would be amazing. Yes, I agree. We should try and claim dinosaurs.
I didn't care about action movies.
What?
I didn't care about them.
Gosh, you pansy!
Hey, big man, calm down. I didn't care about them.
You weren't an action movie guy?
I just didn't care
about
them.
You didn't care about
Rambo? No.
You didn't care about Terminator?
No.
You didn't care about Die Hard?
Nope.
Okay, that's cool.
I didn't care about him.
I guess to each his own.
To each his own.
Terry Crews is 47.
Terry Crews is 50.
Today, Terry Crews is 46 years old.
Ah! I need one.
A Canadian actor, writer, comedian, producer, director, talk show host, and media personality, best known for his groundbreaking brand of comedy. He found mainstream prominence in his MTV television show, The Tom Green Show.
Tom Green.
Yes.
Weird.
I watched Stealing Harvard the other night. He's in that.
Road Trip. I watched Road Trip this weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's weird, you guys. Now I gotta go watch. Nope. I don't even want to see that movie. Ugh. Blah. Tom Green. That dude's gotta be getting up there, right? Tom Green's show was successful, what, early 2000s, late 90s?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom Green got big when I was in
50.
10th grade. I think he's 40, 43.
He is 43 years old.
Boom!
Gosh! I suck at this game today.
Oh, man.
Mateo.
I hate this game.
Next up.
I hate it.
She began acting in 1989 at the age
of 18. You should watch some more of those action movies. Maybe that'll help you out.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go watch Aliens. You guys, you don't care about Aliens?
Wouldn't it be cool if Aliens and Sylvester Stallone had a baby and then it was called Predator?
Gosh.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Commando? Predator?
Going Commando? What are you talking about? Is that what you did in your action movies?
Action movie!
It's not my kind of movie.
Gosh, you guys!
Next up, she began acting the Nickelodeon television show Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Ben Stiller's wife.
Yes.
Yes. It's blonde hair.
She went to Baylor University. She went on a date with a friend.
What's her name?
In real life.
Christine Taylor.
It's Christine Taylor. Yeah.
Hey,
she was Marsha in the Brady Bunch movies.
It's a little wild and a little strange.
Dodgeball.
Would you make your home out on the range?
I saw Dodgeball. Never saw it. Hey, dude. Sorry.
Hey, dude.
She's like,
it was on Nickelodeon.
40.
41.
She is 43 years old.
Did you say Zoolander?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
Zoolander!
Next up, a British-American film director, screenwriter, and producer. He directed the following: Memento, Insomnia,
Christopher Nolan,
The Prestige, The Dark Knight Trilogy,
and
Inception.
Dude, he's directed some gems.
Today is a holiday for Tim Skipper.
Really?
He loves Christopher Nolan. Nolanite. He's a Nolanite.
If Christopher Nolan and J.J. Abrams were hanging over a ledge and you had to let go of one to save the other, who would you save?
See, J.J.
Let me think.
You don't have to think. J.J.
J.J.?
I wasn't even... Sorry. Sorry, Timmy Skip.
I'm just trying to...
I would save you, Timmy Skip.
But then...
There can be only one. It's Highlander.
Interstellar comes out this year.
Yeah,
and it looks awesome.
It does look amazing. But so does Star Wars Episode 7, and we know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Think of J.J. Just think of the human. Who would you rather hang out with?
Probably J.J. Abrams. I would rather hang out with him.
He seems so cool.
He does seem really cool.
And
he
his movies
funny.
Are better.
Christopher Nolan is British.
Yeah.
And he seems wiser.
Yeah, British-American.
I don't know. This is a big question, Doug.
It is.
I would save...
Memento is incredible.
I would save... Tom Green. I would save Tom Green. He would be hanging over there on the... And I would feel sorry for him and save him.
Yeah.
Because you guys would both save J.J. Christopher Nolan would perish.
No, I would save Christopher Nolan.
But little did you know, twist ending, you drop both of them. Tom Green, you pull him up, and it turns out it was M. Night Shyamalan the whole time!
Twist.
Oh, twist ending!
How's that for a twist?
Boom!
Tim called me a Marvelite.
Yeah, the eternal struggle.
All right. Nolan is... What do you think? Memento came out. Let's see. That was 98,
yeah,
I think.
How old do you think? I think he's 51.
I'll say 52.
Today he is 44 years old.
Whoa!
Dang, dude.
Dude, he's doing the thing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay, I forgot music next person, so she's just going to get the Dark Knight music.
Yeah!
Her breakout role was the lead in the fourth installment of the Karate Kid franchise.
Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Nice! Was it the next Karate Kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in The Gift, Insomnia, Iron Jawed Angels, P.S. I Love You, Freedom Riders, other films.
Like Million Dollar Baby!
Million Dollar Baby.
I actually never saw it.
Did you see the episode of The Office where they have the big debate on whether or not she's hot?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's funny. And then Michael Scott comes in at the end and goes, oh yeah, she's hot. And they go, yeah! Love it. I think when the next Karate Kid came out, everybody was like, oh yeah, it's a girl, all right. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, she's totally... But then on the inside, everybody was going, but you know, I mean...
Yeah.
They were doing this look with their eyes. I mean, you know.
Swanky, she is...
Swank.
40.
Hilary Swank today is 39.
Today, Hilary Swank is 40 years old.
You got one!
You did it. You did it.
You
I'm still
it.
Losing by
you
one.
Did it.
still losing by one.
Next up,
David Schwimmer,
actress, writer, comedian, producer.
Courtney Cox.
Nope.
David Arquette.
Nope.
Stop it. Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
Phoebe
Cates. Clap, clap, clap.
Lisa Kudrow.
I mean,
yep.
Phoebe. Just Phoebe. Cates is an altogether different
Sorry,
thing.
Phoebe Cates has
From
my
Romeo
birthday, July 16th.
High school reunion.
Yeah, Phoebe.
All right, Lisa Kudrow.
She was also in the Analyze This movies, wasn't
yep.
she?
And P.S. I Love You.
Is that your favorite movie, Doug?
Lisa Kudrow.
It's up there.
It's up there, man.
Lisa Kudrow is 44.
I think she's 46.
She is 51 years old today.
Okay.
And the last birthday.
Call your band. Call your band.
An Austrian-born American actor, film producer,
Arnold
activist, businessman, investor,
yep.
writer,
Arnold
philanthropist,
yep.
former
Arnold
professional bodybuilder,
freaking
and
Schwarzenegger!
The universe.
He's not allowed to guess because he doesn't like action movies.
Yep.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
You know what I do like, though? The U.S. government.
Oh.
Last Action Hero.
Oh, my gosh!
Jingle
yes.
All the Way.
Last Action Hero was amazing when I was a little kid. I was trying to get us to watch that this week, and nobody
Predator.
Wanted to watch that.
He was in...
Total Recall.
Terminator, Total Recall. See, I like Total Recall.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, I liked sci-fi.
Dude, Terminator 2 is one of the biggest
I liked that kind
movies.
Of stuff. But, like, action, like, if I had to choose between, like, a sci-fi movie like Total Recall
like,
or Die Hard, I would have always picked Total Recall.
Okay.
So if that counts as action movie, then yes, all the way. But I, you know, when
like
I think
action,
of action,
sci-fi.
When I think of action, like
you
Expendables,
think of
I'm thinking of like Rambo and yeah. then all the Jean-Claude Van, like First Blood.
Terminator 2 is one of the biggest movies ever.
What's the arm wrestling movie?
Over the Top.
Over
that
the
was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking of when I think of action.
That's
movie.
Not action.
It's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
what else has he done?
It was an action.
It was a dramatic think piece
oh,
about
man.
Arm wrestling. It was incredible.
Gosh.
It's the social commentary and over the top is absolutely stunning.
Oh, man. Today's Arnold's birthday.
This
is a holiday.
65.
Yeah, he's getting up there, man. I'm going to say 63.
He is today 67 years old.
Dang it.
Whoa, dude.
Mr.
Today,
whoa.
Mr. Olympia.
Cheesecake Day. Nothing really important happened today either.
That's good.
It's Father-in-Law Day, but most importantly, it's Friendship Day.
Hey.
Friendship Day!
It's our day, guys.
We're friends and we've got friendship everywhere. Is that what that smell is? Maybe.
Oh, man. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, Comics Corner. Right around the corner, we also have your chance to score a copy of Noah. The Blu-ray combo pack. That coming courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. Of
Hooray!
Course, you know, Noah, starring...
Noah.
Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Yeah. You care? You want it? It's coming up.
I care boatloads.
We are not responsible for you watching this movie if you win it.
Or burning it.
Yeah. Choose wisely.
Here's the thing, guys. You can use this movie to talk to your friends. Who was the guy that came in yesterday, our new friend?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he said.
Spencer
he was like,
Tracy.
It's like, I watched it so that I could, yes, so that I could talk to my friends about it.
Heck yeah!
I could tell the differences between the actual story in the Bible and then
I think Stewart said that.
No, he said it too.
They all said it.
They all said
that's
it.
That's the
they
answer.
All walked they walked away.
We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, the Naked and Famous, Reliant K, some FF5, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
See what's up. There's a lot of traffic around I-25 in Paseo. If you are eastbound on either side of the interstate, then it's going to be a little bit of slow going for you. Also, we do have the water main break Eagle Ranch between Irving and Paradise. And that's all I need to report right now.
That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Speaking of traffic,
yeah,
we mentioned this during breaking news. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Nicole Gainey, who, she's a parent, didn't realize that she was doing something totally illegal.
Totally illegal.
At least that was until the police arrived at her home to take her away. Yesterday, Newsmax shared about the story, how it all went down. I guess at the time, she's dealing with a charge of felony neglect of a child. Weird, dude. Okay, here's the thing. A 7-year-old boy walking the park all by himself. Cops see this little boy. They go start asking him questions. Turns out his mom was letting him go play at the park. The park's about half a mile away from their home. That's a little different. Didn't have that info before.
Half a mile away.
The park is about half a mile away from their house, located in Port St. Lucia, Florida. Port, you know Florida better than me. Where's that? Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucia, I think.
Lucia.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Someone at the park started asking a lot of questions. They frightened him. So he was at the park by himself. Police officer was called, went to the park, started to talk to him, took the boy home, and that's when the mom ended up getting arrested. He did have a cell phone on him in case of an emergency, but this mom let her kid walk to the park, as I said, about half a mile away, and it landed her in jail.
In the jail, yo.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What's up, dudes?
Hey! Hurricane Shane.
What are you guys up to this morning, man?
Talking about Florida.
Talking about being a parent.
Being a parent, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, I heard that, man. I got to tell you, when we were little, man, I mean, I was in first grade. I think I rode, like, you know, no exaggeration, like 2 or 3 miles to school. I had my own key to the house.
Yeah.
And I remember just, you know, at time going to the park by myself when I was little and stuff. I don't think it was a good idea then. I don't think it's a good idea now.
Yeah, 7 years old, park's about half a mile away. She said he had a cell phone with him in case of an emergency. Now, I was thinking the park was like down.
Here's the thing. So if there was an emergency, right, I mean, for one, it wouldn't be hard to overpower a 7-year-old to get the phone away from him in the first place.
Right.
The second thing is, I have children, you have children. When something does happen, I've been down the hall and I can't get there fast enough.
Right,
yeah.
It's happened. True. You know, so, you know, unfortunately, I think that she's shirking her responsibilities as a parent. I think that's exactly what she was doing. And honestly, boy, this is a wake-up call for her.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Man. There you go, Shane.
All right, guys.
Shane! Love you. All right. Hurricane Shane. Your thoughts, 505-338-3700. Mom arrested for felony child neglect. Because she allowed her son to walk to the park by himself. The park's about half a mile away, and he's 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, okay, a year younger than Luke. Going to a park half a mile away by himself.
That's about how far that park is from your house.
Gosh.
Maybe a little closer. It's almost half a mile.
That's nuts.
So would you let Luke?
No. Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they've wanted to go to the park before, and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to pack up and finish what I'm doing here to go to the park
with them.
If we're going to go to the park. Because there's never been a thought or a time where it was like, well, I'm pretty tired. You know what? You guys just go by yourselves.
Yeah,
I wouldn't let Jack and Luke go together to the park without adult supervision. Jack's 10. He's almost 11. I still wouldn't, because I agree with Shane in the sense that it can happen in an instant, and yeah. you don't know, and you're not there, and no, yeah, I don't
like
think
that,
I would.
That his point about you can be in the house and you're not close enough.
Yeah.
That's a big point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the thing here, it's all location, 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 because there's a lot of sex offenders, sex crime people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, which is interesting.
The mom, definitely. That should be a huge consideration. And that's one of those things that you'd know.
Right.
Because you can't just not know that, you know? Even, I mean, you can be sitting at home and watching Dateline and then go, wait, I should see if there's any sex criminals in our neighborhood. And then, oh, no!
We're moving!
Ah!
Tomorrow! Yeah, I have a hard time with that. I don't know. Should she have been arrested for felony
the
child
charge,
neglect?
The charge is the surprising thing. Felony child neglect.
For allowing her son to walk to a park to play. She gave him a cell phone in case of emergencies. Oh, man, I don't know. I agree. It could be a wake-up call for her, hopefully, because a 7-year-old walking by themselves. Like I said, yesterday, Chrissy and I were leaving for the movie,
mm-hmm.
And this car on our, well, it was the next street over, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was about a 7-year-old. There was a little kid driving this car.
That's pretty
and
surprising.
And I freaked out and immediately looked in the passenger seat, and the dad was there, and he was kind of smiling, you know, and just whatever, but it was like, No, because all it takes is one slip of the pedal and that car is into a neighbor's house.
And then you're just sitting there. You're
dude,
the dad going, okay, this wasn't a good idea.
He was stopping, going, and you know almost hit a curb. And thankfully, we ended up going around and just getting out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Our kids weren't there, but it was like, parents.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know, some thought into it, maybe?
This is what I think. This is Florida, and we hear terrible stories
we
out of
really
Florida
do.
Every day. And again, it's all location, because you should, I think it's just a necessary thing. You need to look up and see, like, the potential for that certain type of crime in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just it's a responsibility that you have as a parent now, every parent out there, every adult, really. Like, you know, you should look
know
that.
Your
you
surroundings.
Should know. You should know. It's just part of being in our culture and being in the way our country is now. Now, contrast this to how it was when I was a kid growing up in Mississippi. I used to take my bike and I would ride miles.
Me too.
And miles away from my house every afternoon after school and go off by myself for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
And it's the sad thing is we don't live in that world anymore.
No, dude, we had a giant park with a lake across the street from mm-hmm. my house when I was, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeah. years old. Me and Scotty and Sarah were over there by ourselves.
Yep, all the time.
All the time.
Yep. And of course, now my parents weren't like, yeah, just go, just drive to Tupelo. We live like 10 miles outside of Tupelo. Yeah, it's like, go to Tupelo, have a good day. It wasn't like that. Don't get me wrong. If I was usually riding my bike, it was with friends. I would go meet friends, and mm-hmm. then we would all be riding our bikes together, or I would just be out in the yard. So it wasn't like, you know, they never saw me. It was definitely a controlled situation. Where are you going? How long are you going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be back
by
this time.
With?
Yeah, you need to be back by. So it was totally, you know, covering the bases. But we just don't live in that world anymore.
I was going to say,
you can't say, because at first I read it and I was like, that's stupid, half a mile. But then thinking about it, I was like, no, it's not stupid, because it's different than how it was when I was a kid.
I don't know that I'd let, if Jack and Luke's entire Little League team showed up and were like, hey guys, we're walking to the park by ourselves, we're 8 years old. I still don't know that I'd be like, okay, cool, there's eight-year-olds?
Yeah.
Nope.
And
still.
When I'm talking about going off on my bike and stuff, that's definitely like later. That's like 12, 11, 12, 10 maybe at the youngest.
Right.
So
gosh.
7 years old? Nah.
7 year old walked half a mile to a park by himself. It looked a little suspicious. Police mm-hmm. picked up on it, questioned the boy. He had a cell phone on him in case of emergencies. They walked him back to his house and promptly arrested his mother for felony child neglect. Thoughts? 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, dudes.
Hey.
So listen. So here's the thing, man. And not to be a know-it-all on this topic, but mm-hmm. here's the other thing, man. I don't know that it was necessarily that it's necessarily different per se today. I think there's just more information available today. I really do. I think with the internet and things of that nature, I'm one of these guys that watches like all these crime shows.
Yeah.
And it's staggering how many cold cases are being solved that go back to the 50s when it was just amazing outside. I mean, there were still serial killers. There was all that child predator. All that stuff was still playing out. I just think that in today's day and age, we're just, we're well informed.
Yeah, that's
you know.
That's
but do you think we're too informed? Because it could also be perspective. Hypersensitive.
I don't know that when it comes to
predator.
Child safety, you can be too informed.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you this. As a dad, I do a lot of things with my life. I do a lot of different things. But there is no bigger a priority, nor, in my opinion, should there be, than your child's safety as a parent.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, guys. Love you later.
Static.
Hey, this is Coach Leo.
Coach Leo!
Hey, man. So, I've been listening to this, and it's kind of just blowing my mind. And I think it was a change to Shane on before me there.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was basically saying exactly what I was thinking is the times haven't changed. We've become more informed.
Yeah.
The downside about that is because we're more informed, we're a lot more paranoid.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a fine line between, caring and paranoia. And it's just kind of weird. So I guess I might be probably one of the few people that's like, why is this happening to this mom?
Right.
I get it. I get why there's a huge concern for it. On the other side, it's like, I'm pretty sure every parent who's listening can remember times where they took the bike down to the park or they went on, before Albuquerque was all built up, we used to go on hikes out in the Mesa. Where you couldn't even see neighborhoods anymore. And I'm a little bit torn between how to feel about it. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that she was arrested, taken away for felony child neglect.
Right? I mean, it's like, I get hey, look, we brought your kid home and this is why.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then she probably would have been like, oh, I did not know. Thank you, officer.
Right.
Instead, the whole BD in the area probably gets this, split, opinionated feeling about, they're just harassing her. And then you got the parents judging the mom now because it's the right thing to do, apparently. Who would have, I just, it's just kind of wild. And it's funny because I listen to a lot of country, sorry. Mm. But there's a song that Bucky Covington wrote called A Different World.
Uh-huh.
And, man, it just talks about the differences between who we were and how we're still around versus how the world is now. And, it's just kind of like, are we being counterproductive to the growth of our children and their individuality and their responsibilities?
Yeah.
Or protecting them and, hoping for the best? I don't know. It's a weird one to come by, man.
Right? There you go. That's what we're talking about it, Coach.
All right, man. Hey, you guys have a great morning.
Keep you too, Leo. All right, man. See ya. There you go. Coach Leo, everybody. 505-338-3700. Here's what's interesting. This morning during breaking news, we were talking about morality and the fact that 20 years ago, we were talking about how when we were kids, we rode our bikes everywhere. We were free. It was different.
Yeah.
And yet, as we were looking at statistics for today's youth, we're a more quote-unquote moral culture. There's less drug use, less teen pregnancy, less crime. And yet, this generation's raised a little differently than the previous generation. So,
true.
I don't know, man.
Is the paranoia paying off? Well, that's what happens. When you get more information, the world changes.
Yeah.
So the world is a different place because we have more information.
It's crazy.
That's what happens.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Okay, fine. Static.
Fine.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Hey, SB.
Simon.
That's all right. Chime in. Chime away.
Come on.
Well, okay. I have a couple of things to say. First of all, I was actually taken home in the police car when I was a kid, too.
Wow.
I was walking home from elementary school instead of taking the bus because I was going to walk home with my friend. And the police stopped us and asked us where we're going. And I told him we were going home, and he's like, well, do you want me to give you a ride? And I was like, I guess. And my mom was pissed at me that day.
I'll bet.
But they didn't arrest her for...
Well, I was going to say, she didn't know, you know, that you were walking from school. If anything, the school official who allowed you not to take the bus should have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But the other thing is, I, like you guys, was a kid that used to walk from the neighborhood we moved to another neighborhood that, I don't know, was a few miles away. And my sister and I used to walk that stretch all the time, but now, in the last, even in the, just the last 10 years, Little Rancho has gotten to be a neighborhood, a place where I wouldn't want my nephews walking around. I don't even like them playing out in the front yard, let alone, like, walking down the street. It makes me sad because when I was a kid, we used to play in the desert and see beer bottles and stuff and know, okay, we can't come here at certain times because it would be bad. There would be other kids that are older that are drinking and stuff. But I think nowadays kids are so desensitized to things that they're more stupid.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the comment.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, SB. All right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. If you're just joining us, a mother arrested for felony child neglect for letting her 7-year-old walk to the park alone. Park was about half a mile away. We want to know your thoughts. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to go ahead and add on with SB.
Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up out in the country. I grew up on a cattle farm, and it was very acceptable for me to go wherever I wanted and do whatever I wanted because we knew every single person in town. It wasn't, you know, it was one of those kind of situations. You really did know your neighbors.
Right.
And then I met my husband from the Albuquerque area here, and he was used to living in the city, and he was used to playing on the streets with the other kids, that kind of thing. And so when we came time for us to get our family house, we had a big battle over it of me saying you needed the space, you needed someplace safe for the kids to play that wasn't out on the street, out front kind of thing. And he was saying, well, I was raised that way, and it was perfectly fine. And it was very tough, and so we wound up, we're in Rio Rancho, but I didn't feel the majority of the town was safe enough. Mm-hmm. We are way out on the outskirts of Rio Rancho, where everybody has about a half an acre to an acre worth of land, and we're on a little dirt road with just a few other houses, so that there's not the traffic, there's a big backyard for the kids to play, and it was my way of keeping them safe, because you just don't know anymore.
Man. It's interesting culture.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the comment.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
You too.
We just got an email from our boy, Ba with Dubai. He says, guys, here in Vienna, and he's overseas.
Yeah.
Doing things. Kids 7 and younger take public transit to school by themselves. I routinely see young kids at the park by our apartment with no parents in sight. Different strokes for different folks. Chris.
There's a Vienna, Italy, and a Vienna, Austria. I'm assuming he's in Austria.
Yeah, I think it's Austria.
Because he's in Austria.
Because he said recently he was flying back to Austria.
Yeah. So. Okay. So in Vienna, Austria. So obviously different culture, different country. Halfway across the world, kids take public transportation by themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. It's just interesting because here in America, you know, this mom arrested. She is facing some serious time for felony child neglect because she let her 7-year-old walk to the park alone.
Yeah.
I'm like 50-50 because I get it and I understand what Shane was saying about wanting to be safe with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But is felony child neglect charges
felony
too far,
charges.
Man? That's,
yeah.
I mean, 505-338-3700. Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Yeah. My two cents. Mom, that had a major brain fart, yeah. But felony charges, that can shield a lot of things, including her earning potential to take care of her family.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of misdemeanors, give her some classes, you know, there's ways of changing that, but not ruining her life and her kid's life, possibly.
Yeah, good thought, man. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning.
Morning!
So, my take on this might seem a little, I guess you could say, anti-establishment, if you will. Okay, first and foremost, you're right, we are more informed. But look at the information we're typically handed out daily. Mm. The number of good stories versus the number of terrible, worst-case scenario stories that we're force-fed every day is just completely one-sided. Like, I hate watching the news because I think one out of every 13 stories is, oh, this good thing happened, but here, let me tell you everything else terrifying about the city.
Wait. So are you telling me if there was a news television show that had news stories that were great and hilarious and comical and yet informative, you'd watch that TV show?
Well, yeah. There's a few that I do watch that are similar to that fashion.
Right.
But it's not necessarily the fact that what I'm trying to say is, it's not the amount of negative stories. It's the amount of negative stories versus the amount of good.
Right.
They don't talk about the good things that happen. They don't usually talk about, you know, the positive aspects of the city that happen, unless it's huge. But the smallest bad thing, they'll talk about. And so initially, we're so used to thinking that there's more bad in the world than there is good.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to think that, oh my, don't go out. It's scary. There's bad people everywhere. And I don't think that's necessarily fair to most people, like magazines you read, movies you watch. It's never really, here's all the great things about this world we live in. It's just a bunch of really terrible things.
That's true.
And so I'm not saying that it's not a little bit scarier outside. I think as far as danger and everything goes, it's probably just as bad as it was, because I talked to my dad about the things he grew up with.
Right.
And I'm like, man. Yeah. You guys walked around? No. Like, he's telling me, like, he was in middle school, and, like, he would walk to school with a chain around his waist, so that way, if he got jumped, he could protect himself.
Right.
He didn't do it to go beat people up. He did it because he knew he was going to probably get jumped on his way to school.
Gosh.
And he lived in Albuquerque. I'm like, I would walk, like, 2.5 miles, and no, never had that fear. Never had that concept. And it wasn't even that we lived in a good or bad part of town. I used to live in the South Valley at one point in time.
Yeah.
And it never was, there was never that concept. So, I don't know. I think that's, a lot of it stems down to that. And America versus most other countries, some countries, they don't lock their doors. They're in their household.
Right, yeah.
Like, you think about it, like, if you drive away and you forget to lock your door, you're paranoid. And I was like, I lost my door. Then you get home, and if your door is not locked, the amount of fear that comes over you almost immediately, then you start checking your house. You start looking for the valuables. You start going, what happened? You know, worst case scenario pops into your head right away. And I think that's what it comes down to, is I think you should be informed without being afraid.
Right,
if you can pull that off, then I think our country would be way better, in a way far better situation.
Absolutely.
But it starts one little piece at a time, and sadly, with where we are now, like, even just in our city, I mean, you think about everything our news typically talks about.
Well,
there was
a
killing here. There was this here. It's like, that's going on.
I just looked up the amount of sexual offenders or sex offenders in our zip code here around the station.
Yeah.
And there's 23 registered sex offenders as of July 30th. 2014.
And now, today. Really quick to say that, what can classify a sex offender oftentimes can come to someone who is urinating outside. Maybe like in their front yard. And then nobody's told the, I guess you will, level of that it comes down to. They're just told that they're a sex offender.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that's okay, but, you know, it's always, there's no in the middle. It's either really, really, really bad, or okay, you're going to be fine for like 5 minutes.
And that's kind of what happened with this lady.
Yeah,
she got the really, really, really bad end of the stick.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, man.
Charges.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We'll take one more call, and then we got to take a quick break before Comics Corner. But yeah, if you're just joining us, a mother arrested for felony child neglect for allowing her 7-year-old son to walk to the park alone. The park was about half a mile from their house, and she gave him a cell phone, she said, in case of an emergency. But it has spawned an interesting discussion, whether or not, you know, she should have let her 7-year-old walk to the park alone. Static.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Barbara.
Hi,
hey,
Barbara.
Barbara.
I have a different view on that, having raised my kids.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of people who are really battling having been molested. They're now in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. There's a lot of stuff that really does go on. And I think it's not given the importance that it probably should be. Mm. And it's really debilitating to a lot of people. I don't think everyone really kind of gets it, that how dangerous it really is.
Yeah.
And as far as the felony charges, they're probably going to plead those down. So she probably really won't get those charges. They usually make it pretty bad so that way.
Kind of make an example.
An example. Plus they have statutes and it falls within the statute.
Yeah.
And so that's what they charge. But when it comes down to actually following through, they don't have those charges against the person.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I just think of court costs, everything that this mother is going to endure. Nothing in the story talks about a dad.
True.
In any way, shape, or form, so
we have to assume there's not one in
right.
the picture.
So
Barbara brings up an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, because exactly like she said, 30, 40 years ago, you didn't have the internet as a resource. You couldn't just do like I did and just Google
right.
registered sex offenders and this zip code, and then boom, there's
right.
a list. And of course, like our other caller said, yeah, that could be anything. But I agree with Barbara, too. You can't downplay the fact that those people are registered sex offenders just by saying, yeah, but we get misinformation all the time. And I know that's not exactly what
right,
he was
right,
saying.
Right.
But that's true, because now we're starting to see the fruit, if you will, the bad fruit of a society that kept so many things secret
yeah.
for so, like, so many terrible things were suppressed and were kept secret and were not known about. And we see that happening. Like, she's right. A few of my friends had things like that happen. And they're dealing with those things now.
Right.
And they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
And there's major ramifications from stuff like that.
Yeah.
That I can't imagine. But I see friends, close friends, that deal with that.
Yeah.
And that's tough, man. And so now it's like, it's good that we know, we have the knowledge. And so to not practice it, there should be a punishment. There
yeah.
should be like a, hey, it's your responsibility. Don't you care about your kid and their life?
Yeah, 7 years old, man. I like I said, Jack's almost 11. I wouldn't let my almost 11-year-old head out half a mile. No, screw that. Not even down the street to
right.
the park. I don't care. We had a park down the street at our old house. There's no way my kids were going down there by themselves. You parent, you take that hour of your day and you walk to the park with your kids and you enjoy
yeah,
them for an hour at the park.
Spend a little time if you can.
Anyways, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got some white denim, some Waverly. Yeah, and some Comics Corner.
Neato.
Also, your chance to score a copy of Noah, the Blu-ray DVD combo pack. That coming to you courtesy of Paramount Home Media Distribution. We'll have copies to give away coming up right around the corners.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
All right, guys, let's take a look at traffic. There's a lot going on. All morning, we've been telling you about a water main break, Eagle Ranch between Irving and Paradise. It looks like that's still affecting things. Also, we have an accident. The left lane's blocked, I-40 east at the river. And if you are eastbound on 40, then you are moving slow behind this accident because of the accident. So good luck with that. Also, an accident at Candelaria Road East in Louisiana, and we have traffic lights flashing red, San Mateo Boulevard at Gibson Boulevard Southeast. So again, we have accidents at I-40 East at the river. The left lane is blocked, and we have an accident Candelaria Road East at Louisiana Boulevard. And of course, the trusty old construction at I-25 in Paseo. It looks like things are really starting to shape up around there.
I'm not a member of the Illuminati, but looking at the map, you could totally draw a pentagram. Look.
Whoa, dude.
Creepy, brah.
Oh, no.
All the accidents. I just spit.
He just spit everywhere. He is in the Illuminati. The Illuminati spits on this world.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but...
You are a conspiracy.
Traffic accidents form a pentagram, brah.
Conspiracy.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus, providing you with frog legs this morning because there's a really cool frog outside of SoPo.
Actually, it's a toad.
Oh.
Just so we're clear.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is getting espresso this morning from Solomon's Porch.
Hey.
Are you happy now, jerk face?
Oh, you must be talking to Doug. Doug, why is he calling you a jerk?
Are you ready, girl? It's Comics Corner. Time to talk about books and stuff.
How'd you know that I'm a girl? Let's talk about comics right now.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to
I'm a girl!
Really, really cool.
Doug's really, really a girl, too!
Yeah,
and we're in the Babysitter's Club!
Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Favorite segment of the week, Comics Corner, brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. That's 232-7800. If you want to rock the comic talk, we're here to rock the talk. Now, where do we begin? Do we talk books? Do we talk movies? What
Let's
do we
talk
do?
Books first. There were a lot of comics that came out this week. We had a big week.
Gosh,
so big,
we
in
did.
Fact, there were a couple that did not get read yet.
Yeah, dude. We had a sneak of Guardians of the Galaxy last night. I took the comics to the theater. I felt like the biggest nerd because I was reading comics before the screener of the comic movie started, and I was just ultimate nerd last night.
Ultimate nerd.
So much so that I scored a free t-shirt from Trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, bruh. I can win cool stuff, too. Speaking of winning cool stuff, Paramount Home Media Distribution was kind enough to send us copies of Noah, the Blu-ray DVD digital combo pack. We'll be giving some away coming up soon.
Soon.
But let's dig in.
Noah.
It's Comics Corner.
Comics Corner is the time where we talk about comic books. They come out every week and then we talk about them.
Now, we got a couple indie books this week. We got some DC books, some Marvel. Where do we begin?
I don't care.
We could save Marvel for last because we're going to cover
Heck yeah.
The Thing.
I'll start with Image.
Image
Comics.
Image, 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 Image.
There was a few books released this week with...
Just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple, you
just
know.
Just a couple.
One book being Rick Remender's brand new series. It's called Low. The idea is Earth was, I don't know, manhandled, destroyed long ago. Uninhabitable. Think Wall-E, but for grown-ups.
Neat.
So now there's like this minor civilization living underground. But everybody else left Earth. All Wall-E style and ventured out into the universe. And something has crash landed. I honestly skimmed it because it was pretty adult. I'm a fan of comics. I'm a fan of escaping.
Right.
Not necessarily a fan of like page two, like, whoa!
Whoa!
Dudity.
Dudity. Yeah. So Low, not for kids.
Definitely not for kids.
A lot of Image books are definitely not for kids.
Yeah, and that's it. Image, they put out a lot of grown-up books like The Walking Dead. That's an Image comic. They do, yeah. Gosh,
I thought that was IDW for some reason, but that's
no,
Image.
It is Image, yeah. Robert Kirkman.
Why I had
He does a lot of the books, actually. He's doing Invincible.
Yeah.
And a brand new series that he just kicked off that, honestly, I didn't know anything about. We covered it during Comics Corner last month.
Yeah.
For issue one. It's called Outcast. And
you won't find Andre 3000 in this book.
Okay. I was given it by our dear friend Maximilian, who said, "Hey, you need to read this." And I was like, "What's it about?" And he was like, "Demon possession."
Ah!
Actually, if he had said that, I probably wouldn't have read it. So
he didn't tell you.
He didn't tell me what it was about.
You'll see.
He's like, "You just check it out. I'm interested to know your take." So we covered it last month, issue one of this new series called Outcast, and it was pretty heavy. As we said, Image is definitely not a kids comic company. And that's exactly what it was about, demon possession. And I was like, nah, pass. So I read the entire issue, and then I got to the end of it, and Robert Kirkman had a letter to the reader. And the letter was interesting enough that it kept my interest going for this comic series. Because in it, Robert Kirkman, the creator of The Walking Dead, talked about the difference between The Walking Dead versus this book, Outcast. And the reason he wanted to do this, you know, he writes a horror book called The Walking Dead, since become a very, very, very ridiculously popular television
lucrative
series.
Lucrative property.
And so he wanted to do something different, wanted to stay within the genre of horror, if you will. But the reason he wanted to do this spiritual realm, the demon possession stuff, is because in his letter to the fans, he stated that this is a very real thing. Mm-hmm. The difference between zombies and demon possession is zombies aren't really ever going to happen, whereas demon possession is something in our culture that is very real. And, you know, he goes on to talk about how he didn't want to get into the religious implications of what this meant. However, he's tackling this very real thing through the form of comics. And I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they even approached it realistically and said, hey, this is real life. Demon possession is real. There really is a spiritual realm.
Yeah.
And this comic follows a dude who... his mother was possessed when he was a kid, and he didn't understand, but somehow within him was the power to exorcise the demon that was in his mother. And so it totally screwed him up, and he grew up, and now all of a sudden there's stuff coming back to this small town, and he was able to help the priest in the first issue. Which is interesting, because he's actually not a priest. It's not a Catholic church. It's like an evangelical church.
That's interesting.
Yeah, in this issue, what was fascinating to me was there's an entire moment, it's a few pages long, where the pastor is preaching. And it's pretty right on.
Hmm.
It's about temptation and how each one of us, every single one of us, is presented with temptation. And this is straight from an Image comic by Robert Kirkman, who says, that extra donut, the wrong change at the bank, the pictures of that actress you like that you heard about online, the neighbor's husband mowing with his shirt off. We think to ourselves, no one will know, but deep down we know that isn't true. God will know. There's not a day that passes, and this is where it got interesting, where the Lord does not test our devotion to him. And it goes into this whole thing of like God and Satan and how the Lord wants us to be fully devoted to him. He wants our love, and the devil is always there, always watching, waiting to push us the wrong way. Some days we pass God's test, other days we'll fail. It's our hope to pass more often than fail, but the real test is that we, all of us, know that we can always turn to God for forgiveness. And it goes on to this big thing about the new face in the church today, and it was grace, and it was talking about how we all fail, we all fall short of God's glory. And I was just reading this going, this is a horror comic, right? By Robert Kirkman, who does not necessarily profess anything.
Right.
He doesn't state that he's a Christian, but he did very much so start writing this comic with the intent to shed light on something that is real in our culture, and that is the spiritual realm. And so, it's interesting, man.
Yeah.
So, I'm not recommending this book necessarily if you are into that kind of thing, if you're into that genre, if you're a fan of like Exorcism of Emily Rose or Deliver Us from Evil, which, you know,
scary.
The director, a believer, in fact, that was sent to the Christian community like, hey, You should support this film because it's made by a Christian. By the way, it's rated R and it's about demons, you know? Then it's written very well. It's very interesting what's going on. I will say, as I mentioned, it is Image Comics. It is adult in a sense that there was mild language in it. But yeah. It's definitely been interesting reading Robert Kirkman, the author of The Walking Dead, do this take on the spiritual realm and, more importantly, Christianity, because it's very much so evangelical Christianity versus demons. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be interesting to see where they veer, because in the first issue there was a mention of blood, and it was the blood of someone that saved another human being in the first issue. So it all came back to the blood, and this issue is more talking about grace and how we're all sinners and we fall short of God's glory.
Yeah.
But forgiveness, and so the theme in this issue was forgiveness. Very, very, very interesting concepts in here. So they getting all serious and grown up in comics or whatnot.
It's so funny to me that we're discussing a book about demon possession.
Yeah.
Because if you kick this thing back like 10 years ago, I think the prevalent thing in most Christian circles was like, don't mess with it.
Right.
But then you think about it, it's like, but guys, we mess with it every day because it's a real thing.
Right.
And you can't just say, yeah, oh no, don't watch the movies, don't listen, you know, don't read, and don't. And I understand I think the original intention behind that is you don't want to let those influences
right
in your life.
Because, well, we didn't see Deliver Us From Evil.
Right.
We were given, hey, Grace Hill Media was
come
like,
out,
hey,
yeah,
come on.
Come on.
You guys
want to
go see this movie? And we're like, pass. We saw the trailer because we're like, yeah, mm-hmm, maybe we could see it. It's made by a Christian dude and it looks, no!
No! Scary!
No!
I don't like scary
I
movies.
I watched the trailer.
I'm not reading that book just because, you know.
Right.
Things in my life. Whatever. But anyway, mm-hmm, it's interesting the discussion that we have now, because it's like, hey, you know what? We have a real God that really loves us. So much that he sent his son, who mm-hmm died and rose again on the third day. And through that, we have a real relationship with him, and he has overcome death. He has the victory.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing to me is, you look at we can read this comic from some dude that's not a professing believer at all, and it's talking about things, and you're like, dang.
Yeah, and what's interesting,
there's a real message in here.
Here's what's crazy that I believe he got right in this issue. They're not seeking it out. It's not like Van Helsing. They're not demon hunters,
right,
if you will. This is a pastor in a church and a kid, and it's like, hey, when these things arise, I'm going to need your help. But they're not seeking anything out. It's that defense, that mm-hmm mighty defense, and the defense is in the church. And it was like, dang, dude, this is really interesting that this is coming from Image Comics. This is coming from a, you know, not professing believer. I don't know where Robert Kirkman stands.
Right.
I've read a few of his other comics. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't believe that guy's a professing Christian. Like,
yeah,
I don't believe he is a believer. And what I'm seeing in this comic is like, this is really interesting.
So my take on it is like, well, why even mess with it?
Right.
Why even consider it? It's interesting that the world that we live in is so bent on erasing the spiritual side of things,
yeah,
and yet that's what more people are drawn to instinctively.
We're giving away copies of Noah coming up on Blu-ray.
Yeah, and look at this. Look at this. This is evidence. This guy is not a professing believer at
right
all, and yet he's totally sold on the fact that there is a real spiritual realm,
mm-hmm,
real dark things that are out there. And my friend, if there are real dark things that are out there, then there are real light things that are out there,
right,
real good things.
Yeah.
There has to be an opposite side of the thing. Shadow proof, sunshine, whatever.
And that's exactly what Robert Kirkman was saying when he started talking about Outcast, saying, I don't want to get into the religious implications of what this book means, but I wanted to write about demon possession and the spiritual realm that is very real. And as you said, if this is real,
mm-hmm,
if this non-Christian dude is saying, hey, there is a spiritual realm and this is real, then you're right. That's it. If there are demons, then, hey, this whole Bible thing might actually be real. There might actually be a God.
Yeah, so here's where it comes in for you as Christian man or woman. You don't go around. I mean, you can't just say, oh, see? Boom. Everybody thinks there's a spiritual realm. We're all good. Boom, boom, boom. But at the same time, you can't take this stuff and smack people over the head with it and say, hey, you can't mess with that crap. That's real. Blah, blah, blah. What you can do through the power, the real power of grace, is you can be a force of good in that person's life no matter what they believe. You can be a true example of real love, of real grace that's given to you by God. And there it is. Boom. Then all of a sudden, they're seeing the real spiritual, the real side of the good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another, there's a new dimension.
Yeah.
And then that leads to conversations.
It's really interesting. I will say I have enjoyed the first two issues of this personally, because it's very interesting, the writing. Again, just reading what a non-believer thinks about faith, about grace, about the Christian life, because it's not some, you know, good versus evil, magical, mystical, whatever. It is Satan, and it is God, and it is evangelical Christianity that is the quote unquote good guy in this comic. It's this pastor.
Yeah, so far.
So far. You're right, exactly. Yeah. So far, we will see. But it has been very interesting. Anyways, okay. So the
It is super. That's funny to me that it's not a cap, because that's the go to is the Catholic priest.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait a second. And at first I was like, well, pfft. But then I remembered, oh no, in the more charismatic movements,
right?
It's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally exorcism.
It's old school.
It's totally
it's
all
pews,
that stuff.
And it's the pastor with the Bible up front, you know, and at the pulpit.
Totally, totally. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, it is interesting. So we'll see. It is definitely a little cliched, if you will, because as we said, non-believer writing this stuff. But
well, if you're a non-believer, all you know, more than likely, all you know is cliches.
Right.
And that's because more oftentimes than not, the believer will use this as an excuse to not engage the person.
Absolutely.
We got to be really careful about using things as an excuse to wall up and not engage.
Right.
And the purpose of this station is teaching you to use things to engage.
There are some incredible conversations to be had. Another great one. I've been reading Swamp Thing a lot lately. Moving on to DC Comics. Been reading Swamp Thing a lot lately. And, dude, there's this guy, Charlie Soule. He's writing Swamp Thing currently. And people are like, dude, mistake. Scott Snyder, incredible writer. Once he leaves, this book's going to suck. Because Swamp Thing was one of the more critically acclaimed runs in recent memory. Perfect 10s on IGN and other comic websites. And so when Charlie Soule came in, it was like, well, let's see if he can maintain.
Let's see.
And not only has he maintained, but his run has been critically acclaimed as well. And it's interesting because, you know, for those who don't know Swamp Thing,
Swamp Thing.
He is the grass-looking dude. He is.
You might remember him from the movie or the TV show from the 80s.
He's the avatar of the green. He's the protector of Earth, basically. And before you get all hippie environmental on me, or shun it because it's hippie environmental, it's really not either. He's got these powers, and he can control and help
it's
the green.
More like
and it's
mythical
Earth. Yeah, exactly.
It's not so much Captain Planet as it is like more mythic legend.
Absolutely. Yes,
legendary stuff.
So you got Swamp Thing, and there's this cult, if you will, of people who showed up recently in the comics who are like, hey, we are here to serve you, because, you know, they were the hippies who were like, hey, we worship the earth, and you're the avatar of the earth, of the green, and so we're here to serve you. So what's interesting is this dude, who was formerly a human being named Alec Holland, he sacrificed his life to save the Earth. Sound familiar?
Yes.
And has become the self-sacrificing avatar of Earth. Well, these people show up and say, hey man, we're here to help you, we're here to serve you, we know you could use some rest. There's a ritual you can perform where you can, you know, leave the avatar body and, you know, basically come into one of our bodies as a human so that you can eat something, or you can sleep, or you can just enjoy the flesh that you have missed out on for so long. And he jumps at this opportunity, and, you know, things go awry. It's like this trick, and, oh, this wasn't really the people they said they were, and they stole his body, blah, 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 comic book stuff. But what's interesting to me, the commentary in this Swamp Thing, is that when he comes to, and it's crazy, and he's in this earthly body, and all of a sudden he doesn't have his powers anymore, he realizes that, man, it wasn't even on his radar to be human again. But he was so upset with himself, because the second the opportunity presented itself, he was upset how quickly he jumped at it. And I mean,
went for it.
Immediately, without thought of the consequences or the repercussions of his actions, he went for it. And I just immediately thought of our sin nature, the flesh and the spirit, and how we have this within us, and we say, no, man, I'll never fail. I'll never fall. And we need to take heed lest we stumble, lest we fall, because in this comic, it's saying, hey, man, we got to take thought to our actions before we do them, because
it's so true.
I didn't take thought. I didn't care. And I jumped into this human body, not even thinking I cared about this, but the second the opportunity presented itself, the second sin reared its ugly head, even though I hadn't even thought about it or had a desire for it, I jumped at it because it was in front of me. Mm-hmm. And how often do we do that when, you know, we're not paying attention, we're not attentive, we're not on guard, we're not prepared, and we think, you know, we can just coast through, and then all of a sudden, whatever sin, whatever temptation, whatever it is that jumps in our path, how often do we just jump at that temptation, jump at that sin, because
so true.
We're not thinking of the consequences. We're just thinking of that moment and living in that moment and in that now. And so it's been a theme in Swamp Thing of
Swamp
all places.
Thing. That's the problem with living in the moment. That's
right.
Like, and I'm not, you know, you to a degree, you need to live like that, because you can't just constantly focus on the past,
right.
And you can't constantly worry about the future, because you'll be stuck. But at the same time, you can't forget all those things and just be
right.
Like, bah, 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 now, because that just leads to a totally pointless series of bad decisions.
Well, and that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. That is why we rely so heavily on God's Spirit, man, because we do in this moment, as Pastor Skip has been relaying to us recently, you know, he didn't have that 5-year plan. He didn't know what he was doing in 5 years when he was beginning Calvary, Albuquerque, because for him, it was like, well, I don't know, whatever the Lord has for me. Let's just rock and roll with this and take it a day at a time. And we need to do that. But under the influence of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to guide us and lead us, knowing that, okay, that if a situation arises, I can still think back to the way that I handled myself previously or what, and God will basically guide you and lead you rather than just flippantly going, this, because it's in front of my face, you know?
Yeah.
So living in the now, but with the discernment that we've been given.
So if you're a Christian and you live in the moment, you have to remember that every single moment contains a staggering purpose.
Yeah.
And I think the difference is the message that we receive from entertainment culture and from our culture in general is live in the moment.
YOLO, bro!
YOLO, because you don't get another one tomorrow, which is true, but it's not the whole truth.
Right.
It's live in the moment, because you don't get another, you might not get, you know, tomorrow, but every moment has a huge purpose and an importance, and it's more than just you doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
We forget about that.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. So,
Swamp Thing.
Thanks, Swamp Thing, for reminding me.
Swamp Thing!
Other DC books.
Yeah, there's a few. Obviously, we cover these week in and week out. We could just do quick takes on Batman Eternal and Futures End. They are the weekly comics. Batman Eternal this week, focusing on Deacon Blackstone or Black Death or whatever his name is. Another old Batman arch nemesis who showed up last week, and it continued on in that story arc, and it's really just kind of becoming the Bat villain of the week. It's reminding me of like the old 66 television series where, you know, everything has I guess a purpose eventually, but right now it just feels like, who else can we throw in from the Bat universe? Who else can we just shock people with and go, this guy, let's bring him back. So, it focused a lot on that and what's going on there. A lot of Batwing and the Spectre this week. So, it's like, okay, I keep going with it because it's a weekly and because we cover it on Comics Corner, which is about how I'm feeling with Future's End. It is, you know, supposed to be the future of the DC Universe. And you're seeing what's happening with the universe 5 years from now. There's so many characters that are involved in this because it's the entire universe. We're starting to understand that there's a war that was happening in another multiverse, and it's starting to cross over into this book, and so you're seeing what could potentially be the future for DC Comics.
Ooh.
But again, I'm waiting. It's not one that I'm super stoked on. It's just one that we've been covering. So, if you care about Batman Beyond, he's in there this week. It's decent. I'm not going to give it a great score. I'm kind of waiting for it to do something. Last week, there was this incredibly boring issue, in my opinion, until the last like two pages, and then it got amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even come back to what happened at the end of the last issue. Like, not even a thought. So, yeah, so because of that, I'm like, yeah, all right.
But it's okay, because you'll have another shot next week.
Right, exactly.
This is weekly.
Yeah, good job, DC. Way to suck $3 a week for me.
Pew, pew, pew!
Finally, from DC Comics this week, Justice League 32. And I got to tell you, man, Geoff Johns, as always, knocking it out of the park, because this one focusing on Lex Luthor, who, is he leading the Justice League? Is he a member of the Justice League? Who knows? One thing that has been kind of confusing with DC is Superman.
Yes.
Where is Superman?
What is happening?
What is happening? Last issue of Batman and Robin, Superman shows up and is like, hey, Bruce, where you been? And I'm like, yeah, bro, where you been? So I had to ask Max at Astro Zombies, who told me that in the Superman series, he was infected with some Doomsday virus. And so he's unstable right now. So he's been hiding out so he doesn't hurt anybody. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Except this week he's leading the Justice League. So
what?
I'm like, cool, man. So is he sick and infected, or is he leading the Justice League? These are some issues that bug me.
Ugh.
Continuity. When you're like, okay, wait, but I thought this guy was, oh, this is a different time? What time? Is it Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's Tuesday. It's 7:43 a.m. on Tuesday. Okay, so he's still leading the Justice League? So it's been kind of frustrating.
That's confusing.
I know, right?
I've kind of given up on Futures In.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah,
I'll still like Batman Eternal, but Futures In is just too much for me.
Yeah, so Justice League, it was good. You see the new Doom Patrol, and they're really setting up a Doom Patrol versus Justice League. So if you're a DC fan, if you liked the Doom Patrol, very cool. I myself grew up a Marvel kid, so I'm like, okay. I keep getting introduced to all these new DC guys, but it's like, whatevs.
And they're not bad.
They're not bad.
Speaking of Marvel, let's move into it, because this week, not only did Guardians come out this week, which we'll talk about in a minute, but Avengers was like, hey, let's put out all of our Avengers books this week.
So frustrating.
And we cover all of them.
We do!
So it's like, ugh. So we have New Avengers number 21, we have Avengers World number 10, and we have Avengers number 33.
Gosh.
So, Avengers number 33 is an original sin tie-in. That's the big thing going on in Marvel.
Not a jumping on point if you are interested in reading Avengers.
Don't read any of them right now.
Except maybe Avengers
World.
You will
be so confused.
Yeah, Avengers World's the only one you could potentially pick up and go, okay.
Yes.
Potentially,
and we're not even sure. Maybe. Because
no.
It's starting to get, it's like, what? But. Yeah. Avengers World is the easiest to understand.
Absolutely.
Because of writer Nick Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Avengers and New Avengers, Hickman, and he's like, hey,
Jonathan Hickman.
Let's blow your minds with crazy science.
Yeah. Do you guys like science? My favorite color is clear.
I write comic books. So in Avengers, we have Captain America, who is 50-something thousand years in the future because he has the time gem. We'll learn more about that in a minute. And he keeps going into the future. Boom, 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 boom. But I think we're starting to see the real reason that all these planet collisions from multiverses, yes, I said that, started happening.
My brain hurts.
I think, and if I'm reading this correctly, which I very well could not be. So if you are a greater nerd out there, which there are many, please write in and say, no, Mateo, idiot, this is what's going on.
Yeah, please help us.
I think what's happened so far in the future is that Ultron, at some point, not so far in the future, came back, singularity happened, crazy, and he won.
Yeah.
And so the super future was totally artificial intelligence ruling the day, and then we're 50,000 years in the future. It's just Cap, and he wakes up in like a Tron-looking computer or something, and pretty much, we're so far in the future that this artificial intelligence is like, oh yeah, we got rid of Ultron because he was real crappy. But that's what started all this stuff. And we were so far in the future that we decided, hey, we need to go back and fix our mistakes because now we can see where we would have been even better and more powerful. So I think what happened is so far, far in the future, they sent someone back, and that's what started all this multiverse collision crap going on. Yeah. I think that's what's going on.
We're still finishing up our courses at UNM to try and understand Avengers.
Still getting my doctorate.
Yeah.
Still working on my doctorate so I can pick this up.
In about 8 years, we'll be able to better explain Avengers
right.
to you.
So we've got Avengers number 33. We've got my Quantum Theory book.
Yes.
And then we've got New Avengers.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. New Avengers and Avengers are the ones that tie so closely because we see Captain America traveling super into the future to see why this happened. And maybe that's the tie-in with Original Sin. We see why all, the original reason that all these world incursions started, incursion being the worlds colliding, all this started happening.
Man, it left itself. I freaked. I can't wait for Avengers 34.
So simple man terms, layman's terms, our Earth in our universe, in our dimension, is the collision point for all dimensions of all Earths, and they are slowly crashing in on each other.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, and our lucky Earth is the point to where they all collide, and eventually they will all crumble, is because they'll implode or whatever.
And if our Earth touches another Earth from another dimension, both dimensions are exploding.
Yes. Our heroes, our Avengers, have invented a bomb that will prevent said explosion.
Yes.
So we have two stories. We have Captain America way in the future. I think he's learning the original reason for why this started happening, which was these future sentient robots saying, we can do better.
Yeah.
Let's send someone back in the past and start this, and it will make our future even brighter. And then in New Avengers, you have what's going on with the Illuminati, quote-unquote, of the Marvel Universe, which is Black Bolt and Beast and Doctor Strange and Namor and Black Panther and Reed Richards and... Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I think that's all.
They are the quote-unquote Illuminati. That's what they call themselves.
They're the ones running around running things. And what they're running right now is this bomb, because this other world's about to collide with our world and blow up!
And there's millions of people on the other Earth.
Millions. Billions. Billions of people. And so we're standing here. This is a great issue, because it's all about greater good.
Fantastic.
All about greater good. They have defeated, because on this other planet was a superhero team.
That looked exactly like the Justice League.
On purpose.
Yeah.
There's something I got to show you.
The Batman character's name was Wayne. Did you notice that?
Yes. There's a panel in here where the Superman character, when he's getting hit by Doctor Strange's thing, it looks just like a panel from The Dark Knight Returns when Superman got struck by lightning in that atomic blast. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I'll show you. It was on Bleeding Cool. I was like, no way! And they're doing all this on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
This team is supposed to look like the Justice League.
And the funny thing is, the Justice League team in the Marvel comic has more, quote-unquote, morality, if you will.
It's funny.
They believe that there's a way that they can save both Earths, and the Avengers are like, hey, man, we got to blow up that other Earth to save the billions here. And so that's the ultimate question of this issue is,
greater good.
Can we pull the trigger?
Yeah.
If we pull the trigger, we are going to kill millions of people. They said hundreds of millions to save billions.
Yeah.
So if we pull the trigger, we're going to save a billion people. But at the same time, we're going to kill millions and millions of people. Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
What's the right thing to do? And we see when our heroes from our Earth, when they are finally faced with that decision, which this has been building for months, maybe a year, since Infinity.
This storyline is incredible.
It is good. It reminds me a lot of Watchmen.
Yeah.
If you ever read Watchmen by Alan Moore that wrote Watchmen?
Yep.
It's a lot like that. Because it's totally the greater good. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to spoil it. Because the end of it is awesome.
The end was...
This is New Avengers number 21.
Yeah. Thank you.
The end of it is so good.
Yeah.
And it's not over.
No.
But the end of this issue was just like, all right, guys. And then you see what happens. And it's crazy. So that's our... And then Avengers World is on Earth. Captain America's in here too. So he's not hopping around in time.
Continuity!
Continuity is confusing. But that's what... We're talking comics. This is what happens.
Exactly.
They gotta sell multiple books. So we can't all be 50,000 years in the future in every book. Nope. Because I'm sure something completely different is going on in Captain America.
Of course.
The other series that we got from Marvel was, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. which had issue number 17 come out this week, just like... Oh, yeah, and Cyclops. I forgot about Cyclops.
That's okay.
Guardians came out just like... Spider-Man came out the week of the movie release.
Yeah.
This came out the week of the movie release.
Which to me, I don't know how smart it was because this is like knee deep in the middle of a story. It kind of wraps something up. And so you can't just jump on this issue.
No, you can't.
If you go see Guardians of the Galaxy and are like, dude, I want to start reading this comic because this is the best movie I ever saw. Don't start with the comic that they released this week.
Today. But I think there was another one that came out. Maybe this week or last week.
Oh, the 100th anniversary special?
No, it was another. It was Guardians of the Galaxy, something like Most Dangerous People in the Universe.
Oh, okay.
Or something. And it was like an introduction to each character.
Gotcha.
So if you're jumping in, you need to look for that book.
Yeah. Or just get volume one of the trade.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is number 17. So if you're a thinking man, you'll realize, wait a second.
We're 17 issues into this series.
Maybe I've missed something if I try to catch up right now. Because you've got characters in this book that are not in the movie at all.
Right.
And won't be in the movies. So good luck with that. Don't just try to jump in.
Or will they?
Or am me.
Yeah, this week the 100th anniversary special Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
It was another book. I think it might have come out last week.
That was the, what was it called?
It was like...
I know what you're talking about.
Something in the galaxy. I don't know. Most Dangerous Something in the Galaxy.
Yeah, so issue 17, it's kind of wrapping up an arc. All of the Guardians have been spread out through the galaxy at different places. How are they going to get out of it? What's going on? Without spoiling this latest arc.
This is it.
This issue 17, the finale, wraps it all up.
Yes.
Gets Guardians where they need to be. Yeah.
Yes. The series I was talking about is called Guardians of the Galaxy, Galaxy's Most Wanted. Number one came out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the series that's introducing you to all of the characters, and I'm sure it'll be more in line with the movie. So if you really want to dive in, that's a place to start. Or like Steve-O said, you can go back and get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Because Brian Michael Bendis is writing one of the best comics. One of the very best. Now, for me, will say, because, you know, I go back and forth. I forget
for
this
you.
Book because it's... It's been delayed. It's taken a long time, man. We're only three issues in, but every time I read it, I'm reminded that this, and I'm going to say it, is my absolute favorite book that Marvel is putting out.
He said it!
This is my favorite comic book that I am reading. Every single issue, there's only three issues, but every issue, I've like welled up with tears.
Oh.
I am a crazy, crazy fan. Huge fan of Cyclops in general.
Cyclops.
But if you're looking for a book that is maybe space in space and fun, yet comic booky enough like X-Men, and it's kind of got to feel like Guardians of the Galaxy, this is my absolute favorite book I'm reading. It's called Cyclops, and it basically follows a young Scott Summers who came from the past. He's now in the present. He just found out his dad's alive, and it was like, either I could grow up and lead the X-Men, or I could... go hang out with my dad.
Right.
And as someone who lost my dad when I was really young, I fully understand the motivation of Cyclops saying, I'd rather be with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And in this issue, he even talks about the fact that maybe this will be a turning point because Cyclops is crazy. He killed Professor X.
Whoa!
He's kind of a bad guy right now. He's a good guy, bad guy. He's like the Punisher. He's like a vigilante. You don't know. He's Magneto. He's like this weird... Is he good or is he bad? He thinks he's good, and he's doing things for the quote-unquote greater good.
Why you gotta be such a bad guy?
Right! And young Cyclops at this point goes, man, maybe grown-up Cyclops could have done with his dad being in his life.
Ooh.
And how that would have shaped him as a man, how that would have changed him, and the decisions that this young Cyclops is hoping to make because of time with his dad.
Cool.
And so it's this really... amazing story about a father and a son. And so on this really, really deep personal level, it's incredible. And yet it's hilarious. It's got a lot of great comic value, like
nice.
Comedic value in it. It's written in similar styles, as I said, of Guardians of the Galaxy. In space pirates. His dad's the most wanted space pirate in the galaxy, so they're kind of always shooting things and getting shot at and on the run. And yet it's just the adventures of this kid with his dad. And I love it. My pick of the week, hands down.
My pick was New Avengers.
Because it was good. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Last night, something incredible happened.
Something incredible did happen.
Something. Do we have any of the music from that movie?
Oh, you mean like from...
from the soundtrack?
I wish. Maybe.
Do we have... we've
yeah, actually.
Have, like...
We really do, but it's one that we use, you know, pseudo-regularly.
Last night, we got to go see Guardians of the Galaxy sneak peek.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you anything. Except for it's the best movie I've seen all year. Tim texted me.
Okay.
Last night. And he said, Guardians. And I wrote, I'm not going to hype it up, but you really need to see
That's what I said to Joey. He said, well, and I'm like, I can't say anything. Of course, if they're listening to the radio program, they're going to hear this. I believe it's setting a new standard.
It does. And even our friend Daniel,
yeah,
who went to see us, or went to see it with us, he said that those were
That's
his.
It.
He said this is like the next level.
Yes,
for movies.
Avengers was huge. You got all the big superheroes in there, and you're like, dude, how are they ever going to top this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they topped Avengers,
because
gosh.
is that wrong to say? Is it wrong,
dude? Marvel,
what?
You just
happened?
Have to like slow clap.
Slow clap. Dropping the mic, walking out, it's over.
From the opening scene to the very end, I was absolutely fascinated. Guardians of the Galaxy.
It doesn't drag.
Ever.
It doesn't drag. And just when you think it's starting to get cheesy, it makes fun of itself.
And I will say
and
this.
And then it's like, what? I love you.
There was a moment in the trailer mm-hmm. where I was like, ooh, this might be too much for the boys, because Gamora, the green girl...
Oh yeah,
Zoe Saldana was kind of like just showing from the backside, but she didn't have a top on, and I was like, oh no, that's not in the film. Did you
yeah.
notice that?
Yeah,
it
did.
Wasn't in the movie.
But we know that these films typically have deleted scenes.
Yeah, so that's
and I'm sure that
not even in the movie.
I'm sure that it's not like a grotesquely like. Ah! I don't yeah. think it's like a super.
Whatever. It is PG-13.
It is. And
nope.
There's language.
No F-bombs.
No
I was
F-bombs.
About to say no F-bombs.
Yeah.
You know, with PG-13, yeah. With PG-13, you do get one. They did not use it.
They didn't.
I was excited about that.
They used the moment better than just dropping an F-bomb.
Absolutely.
They
James
used,
Gunn.
That's the thing.
Brilliant.
The director, James Gunn, which is funny because he did a movie called Super with
yeah.
Rainn Wilson and Little Juno Girl and... the guy that's also in Guardians that plays Michael Rooker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Kevin Bacon, which is funny, and Liv Tyler. All the stacked cast. That movie is crazy violent, and it's definitely rated R.
So you didn't really know what to expect.
I didn't, because his other big movie was Slither.
And yeah.
But then his first big movie was Scooby-Doo that came out in 2002.
He wrote this, he directed it, and... He doesn't just go for the cliched,
no.
Let's rip off Star Wars or anything else. He owned the genre, and it is, man.
What some people that take themselves too seriously complain about the most with Marvel is that the movies are skewed to humor too much.
Mm.
What I want to say is Guardians makes the best use of humor
in
of
every moment.
All of the Marvel movies.
Yes.
So, your complaint's about to get taken away, friend. Because there's a difference between trying to be funny
yeah.
and being funny.
It's, man.
And Guardians nails it.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. I will not say it is the best Marvel movie because it's different.
It is different.
Because when I walked out, it was like, I walked out of there elated. I was thinking, this is the most brilliant movie in the universe. And then I thought about the ramifications of The Winter Soldier and what that did for the entire Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. And so they're totally different
films.
Well, see,
to me, The Avengers is the most important Marvel movie because it did something that no movie had ever done
yeah.
when it brought all of these other things together
yeah.
successfully.
Man, Marvel, they have been... crushing it.
Crushing
well
it.
Well done. So this absolutely is a defining Marvel film. And
it is.
It's gotten 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Rocket,
the reviews are through the roof.
Rocket Raccoon, just Rocket in the movie, is the best thing I can't. It's Bradley Hathaway doing
Bradley Cooper. And here's the thing.
Why did I say that? Bradley Cooper does the voice, and it's awesome.
If the cast had not been as good,
yeah,
he would have stolen the show, and it would have been lopsided.
Yep.
Because he is absolutely fantastic. He's hilarious. He's could very well be the best part of the film, but I actually don't think he is.
Groot.
Which totally shows
yeah.
how incredible the cast is, because in any other movie, he would have overshadowed everyone, and
yeah,
that's all anybody would have been talking about.
I thought Drax was going to be the lame part. Not at all.
Not at all.
And you think, well, Groot only has really one line. Incredible.
And Chris Pratt.
Yeah. And Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. James Gunn got the very best out of his entire cast.
He did good.
It is a phenomenal movie. I'm taking my boys this weekend.
Yeah, we have to go again because the credit scenes were not in the sneak peek.
I know!
What a smart move by Marvel.
Good job, Marvel.
So definitely going again. And the 3D actually served a purpose.
It did serve a purpose.
It looked great.
So it was fun. I mean, it wasn't quote-unquote necessary.
Yeah, it's not Avatar necessary.
No, it's not like, hey, I need to spend this extra cash to see it in 3D. You don't have to see it in 3D. It does lend.
It does lend.
It is enjoyable. The space battles.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous film. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing.
Yes.
So good job, James Gunn.
Good job, Marvel.
For making one of the coolest movies I've ever seen.
You should check out Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's something. It's what Episode 1 tried so hard to be did not even get close.
No, not at all. This was the most beautiful space movie I've ever seen.
Sorry.
It was brilliantly done. So
fun
there you
movie.
Go.
Fun times.
That's it for Comics Corner, and that's it for us.
Whoa!
Because coming up, Shock Therapy Not Live for your listening pleasure.
That's right.
Comics Corner, of course, brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. Big thanks to them for allowing us to review all these incredible books.
Hooking it up.
Or not incredible, depending upon who wrote them.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's it. Tomorrow, Theology Thursday.
Whoa.
What else we got? We got a lot going on tomorrow.
We got the Shroff coming in.
Yeah.
Do we have any interviews?
I believe Clay. We don't. We have copies of Noah on Blu-ray.
Noah.
It is Trivia Thursday. We'll be giving away multiple copies, hopefully.
Maybe Mid-Dugs will give a copy away.
Hey, maybe. You never know. Keep it locked. On the way back, Shock Therapy Not Live. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.